We got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
They read you Cinderella, you hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies, you never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This race, and we're already running three wide.
Denny Hamlin nearly gets into Brad Keselowski. Now they do touch.
Three-way fight for the lead right now. Blaney has it. Here comes Bell diving to the inside.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's NASCAR's most challenging event, the Coca-Cola 600. Now, here are Pat Patterson and Mark Garrow.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Charlotte Motor Speedway on an absolutely beautiful Sunday. Mark Garrow, Pat Patterson, Doug Rice soon to join us, but he's going to be busy. He's going to drive the pace car today. So after he does that, he'll come right back here to the booth. But Pat, we have a lot of people here in Charlotte.
It's all about the fans, and it's all about the reason to be at the Coca-Cola 600 to salute our troops, our fallen, and man, they have turned out here today. We have a sold-out crowd, all kinds of dignitaries, even a former president of the United States, Donald Trump's in attendance. We're going to have ourselves one heck of a 600.
A sellout here for the 600 for the third year in a row. Kyle Larson is not with us. We'll tell you more about that when we come back for the pre-race show for the Coca-Cola 600.
The Coca-Cola 600 is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Liberty University. Enter to win one of several scholarships at liberty.edu/24. Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity. Proud premier partner of NASCAR. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. NAPA. With a nationwide network of parts and care, NAPA helps you get up and go. WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Coca-Cola. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Take a taste and see.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. From Charlotte, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
We're back at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Again, a sellout crowd. We have all kinds of military. And if you haven't been here before on Memorial Day, nobody does it like Charlotte Motor Speedway in honoring our military heroes, past and present.
Mark, I don't know how the hair on the back of my neck, it stood up for so many years as I've watched this over and over and over. And you'd think, well, you've seen it a dozen times. It doesn't matter how many times I see it. It is just such a special day, such a special way that this racetrack puts it together, puts it in front of the fans. And, man, I'll tell you, if you're coming here for the very first time, you're going to be shocked at how it makes you feel.
Now, some of the main talking points going into the Coca-Cola 600, the 65th running of NASCAR's longest race. The point standings. We're halfway home in the regular season. 13 down, 13 to go. Coming in, Kyle Larson, the point leader. But, Pat, because of weather in Indy, he's running the 500, will not get here in time to start the race, will not get any points. Now, he might be here later to jump in replace of Justin Allgaier, but Allgaier will get the keys to his car at the start of this race, will probably in all likelihood finish it. So how does this play out in the standings? Truex is minus 30, Hamlin minus 39, Chase Elliott 49 coming into this race.
Well, I think you said the key phrase, Mark. We're only halfway, and even though that's a long way towards the 26 regular season races, it's nothing that car, that team, and that driver can't overcome. So even if he doesn't get in the car tonight, even if Allgaier runs that car all night long, which is a good possibility of that happening, I think Kyle Larson is fine, and I think that NASCAR is awfully proud of what he's getting for them today. A little busy up at Indy right now.
Time to also concentrate on the bubble. The guys just inside the playoff on points and just outside. Currently on the bubble right now, Chase Briscoe, he's 14th. But because Christopher Bell, a winner, is 15th, and Daniel Suarez, also a winner, is 18th in the standings, that puts Briscoe on the bubble. He's plus 6 over Bubba Wallace, plus 30 over Joey Logano. We've had 8 different winners. Usually we get one or two guys lately in the past seasons that get in on points. Will we have fewer winners this year and more guys getting in on points?
Well, my personal feeling is we're getting ready for the summer swing, Mark. We're getting ready for road course action. We got some guys that are really good on these road courses. They might not have a chance on the ovals, but you look at SVG, maybe he comes back, and even though he's not in the Cup Series, steals one of those. Allmendinger, you know, will be around for some of those races. And they're kind of wild card races to begin with. My forecast is that we get 10, 11. That would be, I think, tops for, you know, winners getting in this year.
After losing literally two photo finishes, Ford finally broke through at Darlington. Brad Keselowski gets a win. Then Logano wins the non-points all-star race at North Wilkesboro last week. Has Ford finally got over the hump? Are they going to be more competitive here in the second half of the regular season?
Mark, I had an event this afternoon with the champ, Ryan Blaney, asking point blank. I said, are we back? Is Ford back where they need to be? And he said, we're close. We're getting closer. Remember, he is the champion this year. We've had some good success with Logano here lately and with Keselowski lately. I think Ford is getting back in the game. We'll see what they've got tonight.
They won 8 races last year. They had just one. Do they get 8 or more by the time 2024 is over?
If they do, they're going to have to get on a hot streak this summer to make that happen. And I, you know, as competitive as this is right now between all three brands, it's going to be an uphill fight from now to the championship for that.
Finally, when it comes to first-time winners on the Cup Series on 1.5-mile speedways, this track has produced more than any other. Like former greats David Pearson, Buddy Baker, Jeff Gordon, Bobby Labonte, Matt Kenseth. Then there have been surprises. Charlie Glotzback, Jamie McMurray, Austin Dillon, David Ruderman, and Casey Mears. Pat, do we get another one today? And if so, who's on your radar?
Well, the guy that's on the pole has to be the one that's right on the front of the radar, and that's Ty Gibbs. I think he could break out tonight, get something done. Josh Berry's awfully good. I think maybe they got a little bit of momentum. That's a couple there. The Wood Brothers are still looking for their 100th win, and Harrison Burton hadn't won a race yet, so I'll put him in as a dark horse. But it could happen. This is the place that it could happen.
Want to mention third place at Talladega, Noah Gregson might be on the radar as well. We'll have more pre-race for the Coca-Cola 600 coming up.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
20 laps left in this race with 5 drivers low on fuel.
Took me a whole tank of gas to get here. Erica, how much have I been spending on gas?
For questions about money, racing fans can turn to Erica, the virtual financial assistant in the Bank of America mobile banking app. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Erica by your side. What would you like the power to do?
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC.
Are you curious about what drivers talk about during the race? Well, I have an answer to that. Purchase a scanner from Racing Electronics and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Stop by and see them in the vendor area today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. When we come back, we'll check out the Ream Race Day weather. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
For 4 decades, Coca-Cola has been the title sponsor of one of NASCAR's crown jewel events, the Coca-Cola 600. We're joined by Al Rondon, the director of motorsports marketing, and on this Memorial Day weekend, every team will be honoring a fallen soldier by carrying their name on the windshield. And today, Coca-Cola honored the Gold Star families of those fallen soldiers.
At Coca-Cola, a mission that we have is to refresh the world and make a difference. And what we have done this weekend falls exactly in line with that. We have partnered with our friends here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, with NASCAR, to host those Gold Star families that are here to honor their family members. But we have hosted them for a luncheon. But this year, we have added in some extended members of the Coca-Cola family, our partners at Norwegian Cruise Lines and Golden Corral. Our friends at Golden Corral are feeding the troops that are here for the pre-race ceremonies. And our friends at Norwegian Cruise Lines have not only offered to help us with the luncheon, but have also offered a free cruise to each of the Gold Star families.
Coca-Cola's outreach to veterans this weekend goes beyond the racetrack.
Working with our local bottler, Coca-Cola Consolidated, they have partnered with Habitat for Humanity. And there is a critical repair team that identifies a veteran that is in need of some home repairs. Our partner agency, 160 over 90, the local team here at NASCAR and Charlotte Motor Speedway have all chipped in to help Army veteran Deborah Stewart, who will be here this weekend as a guest of Coca-Cola. But we have helped kitchen repairs, HVAC, a number of things that were sorely needed by this veteran. And we wanted to make sure that we gave back, we made a difference, and we left a legacy.
PRN would like to thank Coca-Cola for their support of our veterans and Charlotte Motor Speedway.
It's amazing what Coca-Cola does here on Memorial Day weekend, Pat, and they've been doing it here now 26 years. This has been the primary sponsor, the Coca-Cola 600, but their involvement goes all the way back almost 40 years here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And again, it's not about just about selling Coca-Cola. It's about all the other things they get to do to honor our veterans and help folks around not only this state, but the country.
They've been a tremendous supporter of this racetrack, tremendous supporter of everything that this racetrack does for the community around here. And you just can't find relationships like that that work year after year after year. It means that everybody's getting what they want out of the deal. And these days, it's just hard to look at this racetrack and not think about Coca-Cola.
It would be very strange, wouldn't it, not to have Coca-Cola tagged onto this race. It's just been there so long. It's almost like getting a Xerox when it's not a Xerox.
Absolutely.
Machine, right?
Absolutely. No, they're great partnership, and they're great on activation. What they do for their local bottlers here and local bottlers throughout the Southeast, and the effects of all of the money that they spend and invest in this, it has a rippling effect all the way across the country. It's just a great sponsorship, a great partnership.
Want to remind folks a couple of different things. Our Doug Rice is in the pace car. He is the honorary pace car driver today. He'll come back to the booth after that, which is going to be a big thrill. How could it not be? And of course, Kyle Larson, we were hoping that we'll see his helicopter right about now landing off the backstretch here after hopefully winning the Indy 500. Now he comes here to try to double up. Unfortunately, not just a little weather, a lot of weather. Rain delayed the Indy 500. And so Rick Hendrick and Kyle made the tough decision. They asked NASCAR for the waiver. NASCAR was glad to give it to him. They're racing Indy right now. Kyle, the last time we saw, was running 16th. He's competitive. He's in the lead pack, has a chance to run top 10, maybe even surprise people up there. And so we're disappointed by that, but we're rooting on Kyle Larson and Rick Hendrick at Indy. And maybe next year, it's a two-year deal, so maybe next year he gets to do the double.
Well, you mentioned the weather and how beautiful it is here. Let's take a look right now at our Ream Race Day weather.
Hey, race fans, welcome to Charlotte for a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. It is hot and humid and very, very steamy here at the track. And just like we've seen up at Indy with severe storms today, we could see some storms impact the race tonight. I think we'll get the race started just fine here with hot and humid conditions around 90 degrees for the start of the race. But coming up around halfway through the race, 8 to 9 p.m., we could see some of the storms that threatened Indy and caused a delay up there impact the Coke 600 tonight. So that 8 to 9 to 10 p.m. time frame is what we're watching for some scattered thunderstorms. They will move out quickly, but the chance of rain right now about 60%, and the chance of seeing lightning around 60% as well. For the Performance Racing Network, I'm meteorologist Brad Panovich.
Race Day weather presented by Ream. No matter the weather on the track, Ream can keep you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions for home or business. Visit Ream.com to learn more and find a contractor near you. Ream, proud sponsor of Christopher Bell and the number 20 Toyota.
You never know what you're going to see on Memorial Day here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, but you know you're going to see military, some big guns are going to be blasting at some point, and Black Hawk helicopters have invaded the speedway over turns 3 and 4.
Yeah, we got some Black Hawks here flying over the racetrack at low level right now out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And let me tell you, this is where every little kid that has come to this racetrack goes, wow, Daddy, look at that, look at that. The helicopters are right there in front of them, and they're flying right over the front stretch, the dog leg here at the racetrack. The fans are cheering for them. We got our military on board. They've got the doors slung wide open here as they come right by our broadcast booth right now. They're less than 100 yards, Mark, from where you and I are sitting watching them fly by.
Now, these guys, I believe they're going to be dropping a ladder out of one of these helicopters or both of these in just a moment. They're getting closer now to the end of the front straightaway. Now they're beginning to hover a little bit closer to the ground, so it looks like some of our troops are going to be popping out of these Black Hawk helicopters. And Pat, one time I got a chance to ride in the gunner seat of one of these and ride around Charlotte for about 2 hours. It was an absolute blast. And so here they are. And Pat Patterson turned them down. He was going to be the first guy that jumped out, got on the ladder and made his way to the ground. But begged off, and now here's our troops. They drop the ropes, and these guys are going to be, what do you call that?
I used to call it rappelling. Yeah,
yeah,
I think that's the word,
yeah.
Rappelling out. Man, I'll tell you what, that's some skill set right there. They are the best trained military in the world, on the planet, and coming out of a helicopter like that, Mark, I don't think you or I quite have the skill set for that.
We'd get halfway down and stop.
That'd be a problem.
And they're just going from top to bottom like in a heartbeat. And now they have dropped the ropes. Those helicopters are going to be taking off as those troops take their positions as they would in a normal military maneuver. And again, man, a sellout crowd at Charlotte Motor Speedway gives a rousing standing ovation to the Black Hawk helicopters
as they exit. So
turns
cool.
1 and 2. More pre-race. Don't go away for the Coca-Cola 600.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's race. WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine. And when it comes to a pro-focused truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. 40 drivers are about to take the green flag in the Coca-Cola 600. When we return, we'll talk to some of those guys getting ready to strap in. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mark Garrow and Pat Patterson with the pre-race show for the Coke 600. Doug Rice, the honorary pace car driver today, he'll take care of those duties and come right back to the booth for the play-by-play. By the way, only 400 laps make up NASCAR's longest race. That will keep our pit reporters busy as usual. They're brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. First down to Brad Gilly. Sorry, Brad.
Mark, as you mentioned, this is NASCAR's longest race, and it's run in four stages, and Martin Truex Jr. knows what it's like to get maximum points. You got eight playoff points on the line here, plus a trip to victory lane, Martin. You've done it in this race a couple of times. Starting fourth tonight, what are you going to have to do to get your third Coke 600?
Well, I feel good about where our car is, especially for the nighttime, so hopefully that pays off. But, yeah, I mean, you know, just this is a tough race, a tough track. It's really difficult when the sun's out here. A lot of guys will be hanging on just waiting for that sun to go down and for it to cool off. So hopefully we can maintain our track position and get better as the night goes along and be ready for that last 100 miles.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, there is Martin Truex Jr. looking for another big win here in the Coca-Cola 600. Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott out here talking right now with the driver introductions just getting underway. You've had a busy weekend here at Charlotte. How do you think that's going to relay to today's race and the racing that you've had already this weekend?
I don't think it is. It was just eye-opening. I hadn't been in an Xfinity car in a while. And, heck, it took me probably 16 of the 20 minutes to unlearn everything I had just been doing for, 2 hours. So it's just nothing. Hey.
Bubba Wallace giving him a good game.
Just so different, and they just don't relate at all anymore, really. I mean, aside from the track content and things like that, they're just extremely different. So I feel like we got in a good rhythm last night with our Napa Chevy, though, and would love to see the end of 600 miles for once. It seems like we don't do a very good job of that. So we'd like to get the end of this thing, and if we can do that, I think we'll be just fine.
How rough is this racetrack this time around?
It's gotten really rough, and it's odd that it's changed, but I feel like from last year to this year is the biggest change I've ever noticed it having. So that'll be a factor for sure as the night goes.
All right, have fun out there. That's Chase Elliott with the win yesterday in the Xfinity, and he will start fifth tonight in the Coke 600.
That interview with Chase brought to you by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver the noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa. Back down to Brad Gilly.
You know, it was just 4 years ago today, actually, I was looking at memories that popped up, and one of those memories was standing at the start-finish line with you, Brad Keselowski, as you won your first Coca-Cola 600. You got to come from a little bit further back here tonight, but you got a long time to do it. Of course, the most recent points winner on the schedule. What do you think about another one going back-to-back?
Yeah, it'd be great. Really disappointed with our qualifying effort, but confident we'll be good in the race. Going to be a lot of attrition. I've been feeling you guys will be calling caution quite a bit. So hopefully we can stay out of that. If we can stay out of that, we'll have a great shot to win.
All right, there he is, Brad Keselowski. He'll roll off 30th, Wendy Venturini.
Down here, Bubba Wallace making big news this weekend with his announcement. Congratulations on the announcement of having a baby boy, which it seemed like from your video you were very excited about that.
Yeah, I kind of expected to be having a boy. I don't know why. Amanda was the complete opposite. After that, she looked at me and she was like, well, damn, I was really expecting to have a girl. All these wives tell she's been reading. It was everything. She had her symptoms was a girl, and she was wrong. So we're having a boy.
All right, talk about this racetrack and your race car this weekend. Pretty fast out of the truck. How do you feel about 600 miles here tonight?
Like I told you yesterday, I don't feel good. No, actually, our car is okay. And I say that with confidence, but we were on the looser side yesterday, which is not my cup of tea, but Booty was kind of going through a checklist, and that's kind of expected, and he says he knows all the adjustments that we needed to do to get to where we need to be. So I'm putting my faith in there and putting our faith in the team to see what we can do tonight, but really excited to just be here at home. You know, last couple weeks, even including Darlington, you don't get on any planes. You're just driving back and forth to the racetrack, sleeping in your own bed. So it's been nice. It's nice to wrap it up here with all the memorial things going on for our military. And just to cap it off with a great night would be awesome for us. So that's what we're going to do. So right, we'll see.
Good luck to Bubba Wallace. He starts 12th tonight. Brett McMillan.
Hi, Joey Logano coming off that win in the All-Star race last week. Feel like that gives you guys some momentum moving forward?
I hope so. We struggled in practice and obviously didn't qualify well. The good thing is we found that the diffuser was broken. So we fixed that, but we got to go to the rear because of it. So The good thing is there's 400 laps to do it. If we can't get to the front in 400, I don't think we'll do it in 500. So we'll work our way up there and see what the Shell Pennzoil Mustangs got. Bit of a shot in the dark, not knowing what we got after that issue in practice. So we'll tune on it throughout the night and see if we can get it driving good.
Former winner here in the fall race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Brad Gilley.
When Kyle Busch won at Charlotte Motor Speedway at the time, he became the only driver to win at every single active track on the schedule. We've added a few since then, but Kyle, a big win here at Charlotte would go a long way for you and that number eight team. You got to run yesterday in the Xfinity Series race, but this is twice as long. Do you pace yourself, or do you just have to go hard for 400 laps?
I mean, you want to try to pace yourself a little bit, but you know, it seems more times than not you're running at 100% all the time. So, yeah, I mean, I thought yesterday our zone Camaro was pretty good. We had decent speed, had a good balance, and was just kind of fighting the harshness. This track is really rough, and these cars ride so low to the ground that it's just a little bit of a rough ride. So seeing if we can find a balance on that to allow us to have a good, solid effort tonight and, you know, keep ourselves up to the front. So we got to get there and then finish there.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right, there is Kyle Busch. He is going to roll off 15th, Brett McMillan.
All right, Ty Gibbs talking with Martin Truex Jr. You have swept the poles here at Charlotte this weekend. How cool is that?
Yeah, really cool. This is a really cool track, and the ability to race here in the Coca-Cola 600 is awesome. Starting first is really cool.
Have you done anything special to prepare for the long 400 laps?
Just hydrated and eat well, get a great sleep, and make sure I got here and be the best prepared I can be.
He'd like to follow up his first career pole with his first career win. That's Ty Gibbs, our pole sitter.
And he is the Toyota top performer going into the Coca-Cola 600. That interview presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. We'll talk to more of the drivers when we return to Charlotte Motor Speedway.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at HuntBrothersPizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Coming up, more driver interviews and the best pre-race show a Memorial Day racetrack could ever have. It's coming up next. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Back here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, driver intros are underway, and one driver who was not really expected, nonetheless, to get into the seat of the race car until today, Justin Allgaier, filling in for Kyle Larson, who's driving currently in the Indy 500. You were just having a very long conversation with Chase Elliott. What kind of info are you asking at this point of the day?
Obviously a tall order, you know. Good luck to Kyle in the 500 today. I'm so excited to see how that race goes for him and where he finishes. But just trying to learn what I need to know in traffic, right? Like, these cars are so different from the Xfinity Series car. I do get some luck of driving the Wheel Force car for Chevrolet, but this HendrickCars.com Camaro is going to be very different. So teammates at Hendrick Motorsports have been absolutely incredible today, teaching me what I need to know. And obviously, now we just got to go feel it out and figure it out and hopefully give Kyle a car that can go win the race whenever he gets back here.
At what point in the day did you find this out, that you are a go for this race?
About 3 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, it's been very... very fluid all day, but you know, huge thank you to Hendrick Motorsports, everybody that's a part of it. You know, we've obviously wanted Kyle to be here and be a part of this 1100 miles. So the fact that that had to change, just honored that they gave me an opportunity to be part of such a historic day for them, and obviously really proud to have the opportunity to race here on Memorial Day weekend.
All right, have a safe race out there. That's Justin Allgaier filling in for Kyle Larson in the Indy 500 right now.
Now let's go over to Brad Gilley.
William Byron has already picked up a crown jewel win with his Daytona 500 victory, but William, from the outside pole today, you get to do another crown jewel potentially, and in your hometown. How about 600 miles here today in that fourth win of the year?
Yeah, it's a big challenge around here. You know, the racetrack has been slick this weekend, and seems like they didn't really spray as much as we thought they would, so definitely a little bit different conditions, but overall our car has a lot of speed this weekend, and just feel really good about it. You know, we worked on a lot of things since Kansas to try to improve, and feel like a lot of those things are applying. So we just gotta have a solid 400 laps around here.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, there's William Byron. He'll try and win from the outside pole.
And that interview with William brought to you by Liberty University. And following William Byron's lead just got easier. Liberty University is giving away several scholarships in the LU24 $74,000 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24 for details. That's liberty.edu/24. Back down to Brett McMillan.
All right, Christopher Bell starting third today. Is that a sign that maybe Lady Luck is smiling on you guys again?
Man, qualifying's been really good to us. So that shows that we have overall performance in our car. Struggled a little bit with the balance in practice, but 400 laps, nighttime is going to be looming. We're going to be a little bit warm to start, so track's going to go through a lot of changes. Hopefully we can hit on it at the end.
All right, that's Christopher Bell, as you heard, starting third today, looking for something positive.
And that interview with Christopher Bell brought to you by Rheem. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain, there we go, and let's get a quick word. Ross Chastain, what are your expectations for these 600 miles, knowing what kind of race we could be having this evening?
Right now I'm expecting Ben to bring the enthusiasm when he introduces me here at Driver Intros, but yeah, other than that, I just hope I get to the nighttime, and I think our car will handle a whole lot better then.
All right, have fun out there. It is tight down here. We have Military introducing our drivers. He is just getting ready to walk across the stage. Guys, it is hype down here for the Coca-Cola 600.
Man, looking down on it, Wendy, it is something to behold. Again, as she mentioned, from all branches of our service, they have guys coming out and gals, and they are the ones introducing the drivers. And every time they give a driver, the crowd goes bananas.
Yeah, what a thrill for these soldiers and military men that are getting the chance to walk out with race car drivers and make this announcement. We got literally thousands of people down there on the front stretch in front of the stage. And it's incredible, Mark. It is so much fun to see all of them being honored and to have them introducing these drivers today.
Updating Kyle Larson, he is now ninth in the Indy 500. Oh, by the way, $9.8 million on the line for the 65th running of the Coke 600. When they ran this race for the first time, 1960, $80,000 paid out to 60 drivers. $27,000 went to the winner, Joe Lee Johnson. Back with more pre-race for the Coca-Cola 600 when we return to Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land.
It's the place where you get to do so much waiting. You can wait in traffic, drive-thrus. You can even wait at the doctor's in a room specifically made for waiting. It's land, baby. Come and sit patiently for a while, then wait even longer. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, invites you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This season, join NASCAR legends in Echo Park at Speedway Motorsports tracks to enjoy a cup of coffee and check out some awesome cars. You could win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. Coming up, the Coca-Cola flavor of the race and the Progressive keys to victory. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway. Welcome back to the Coca-Cola 600. Pat Patterson here with Mark Garrow. The crowd is just having a ball watching these drivers be introduced. That is coming to a conclusion. And now, Mark, it's time to kind of get the flavor of the race, Coca-Cola flavor.
Absolutely. It's brought to you by Coca-Cola, and they invite you to tackle race day with the great taste of Coke Zero Sugar. Is it the best Coke ever? Try and decide. So for the Coca-Cola flavor of the race, first up, Brad Gilley.
Well, Mark, my flavor of the race is what this weekend is all about, and that is to honor and remember. All 40 cars that will start this race here tonight are carrying the name of a fallen soldier. For example, Ross Chastain will have Master Sergeant Aaron Carl Torian on the windshield of his car. Coca-Cola, of course, treated all of the Gold Star families from those fallen soldiers earlier today to a nice meal and are welcoming to the race here today. That's the big flavor of the race that we honor and remember. And when we get to the halfway point of the Coca-Cola 600 at the end of stage number two, all of the cars are going to come to pit road. They're going to shut their engines off, and we'll have a moment of silence to honor those soldiers. That's my flavor of the race. How about you, Wendy Venturini?
That is a very cool thing that they do here for the Coca-Cola 600. The other really cool thing that happens today at Charlotte Motor Speedway, not only the drivers and their family members, but the crew members are all bringing their families here today at our local racetrack in Concord, North Carolina. So many racers' kids are here. The racing families coming together. It's cool to see because we travel as a family on this circuit. We go from city to city, weekend to weekend, and it's not very often we get to see all the families of the crew members as well. So that's what's special about today's race here for the Coca-Cola 600. 600 miles of racing here, and that is my Coca-Cola flavor of the race.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And right now it's time for our Progressive keys to victory. Pat, what do you got?
Well, I think the first thing, you've heard a number of drivers during the pre-race interviews talk about how rough the racetrack is. And it gets rougher year after year. All racetracks do. But right now, there are some key bumps, especially getting into turn three, middle of the corner in turns three and four, and the exit over here. You'll hear Rob and myself talk about those tonight quite a bit. That's the first thing, is just wrestling this racetrack and wrestling it from daylight to nighttime.
And one thing they talk about, Pat, is staying up with the racetrack. So if you're going to win, one of the keys has to be you never stop adjusting, right? Because the minute you stop adjusting, the track's going to get ahead of you.
Well, when the tires wear out, obviously the fuel dissipates. You've got a changing environment. The driver is working through each and every night. A lot of communication tonight is going to be had. And don't forget, Mark, one of the other keys tonight is that we have an extra stage here tonight. More points are on the line. But that also means that that pit crew has got more opportunities for something to go wrong. And they got to be careful on the pit road tonight. I certainly think managing the racetrack and managing your pit stops and staying focused all night is important for the driver, but it's equally important for each crew member.
If you're going to make a mistake, make it early. Don't wait until the closing stages of this race. I think the other thing, Pat, the key always, every year it's the same thing. Stay on the lead lap till you get to nighttime. Keep yourself in the game. Give yourself a fighting chance. Don't get a lap down by the time you get to darkness. Keep yourself in the fight.
Yeah, and you got to have crew chiefs that are going to be willing to take some chances, especially for those guys that are looking to perhaps get that first win tonight, and for guys that have not had an opportunity to really run up front and lead tonight is a big, big night, as you just heard Wendy talking about. Everybody's here. The families are here. We got a packed house tonight, and those are going to be keys to getting to victory lane.
And it is why it is one of the crown jewels of the NASCAR Cup Series, and that is our progressive keys to victory. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance: home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's time now for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Jamie Little of Fox Sports. Jamie, did we see enough of the softer tires at North Wilkesboro to know if they're going to be able to improve the short track package?
I think we got a little glimpse. I would call it a little tease that, like, yes, we're going in the right direction, but we need more. I mean, Denny Hamlin, have you heard him pay a compliment to Goodyear like he did when I interviewed him after practice? I was like, oh my goodness. So they loved it. The teams loved having that option and mixing up the strategy and what are we going to do? But I think that we learned enough to know, like, this is awesome. That we're on to something, but we need a little bit more.
With Kim Coon of NBC Sports. Kim, normally folks say that they'll know what they have by the 600. Do you believe that's the case this year, or is there room for some people to still improve?
This marks the official second half of the regular season. This weekend does. We're launching into that later half where the pressure is on for the teams that haven't won. I don't know that we have seen the full potential of every team. Now, I do think that we've seen the cream of the crop in terms of what JGR has brought to the table, you know, what Kyle Larson and William Byron over at Hendrick have. Not to say that they don't have room to grow too, but I'm not sure we have seen all the players yet this season.
And that's the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Improve visibility with new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $8 on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only. The professional parts people will even install them free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, racing fans. William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. I'm excited to tell you that Liberty is giving away $74,000 in scholarships. Winners can choose from over 600 online programs of study and join me as a Liberty student. Get your future on track today. Learn more about Liberty University's $74,000 scholarship giveaway at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
20 laps left in this race with 5 drivers low on fuel.
Took me a whole tank of gas to get here. Erica, how much have I been spending on gas?
For questions about money, racing fans can turn to Erica, the virtual financial assistant in the Bank of America mobile banking app. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Erica by your side. What would you like the power to do?
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
With Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast, you get a proper meal. Get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. Man, that sounds good. Grab yours today. Terms apply. Right now, 62 laps into the Indy 500. Kyle Larson is running 10th. And coming up, our state water heaters view from the turns. We've got our pre-race ceremonies. We've got the command, the green flag, fire the engines. It's all coming up. From the Coca-Cola 600, you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on Racing Country.
Hi, I'm Christopher Bell, and this is the fastest 2 hours on the radio, Racing Country. I still have a lot to prove to compete at the level that I want to compete at. We have more to accomplish in the sport, and we want to do better than what we've done the last 2 years.
Racing Country.
The grassroots is where the hometown heroes of Friday and Saturday nights are and where the future stars of NASCAR are made.
First career win for James Friesen in the TAS Racing Sportsman Series.
PRN's At the Track is a people show about the people of grassroots racing. The stories and journeys from the grassroots are always unique. PRN's At the Track covers the people of America's fattest bull rings. Hear PRN's At the Track each week on broadcast radio stations, the free PRN app, or at goprn.com.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600. We get ever so closer to it. We can see the pre-race ceremonies getting ready to take place down trackside. Right now, though, it's time for our State Water Heaters view from the turns. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. First off, let's go to Rob Albright.
Well, thank you, Mark. And my State Water Heaters view from the turns for 2024 is just a bit different than it's been in the past. My scissor lift broadcast position has been moved about a third of the way down the back straightaway, but it still gives me a spectacular view of the banking in turns one and two. I'll be picking up the call as the cars arc into turn one. That 24 degrees of banking will allow them to select anything from the bottom of the racetrack, marked with a blue and white line, all the way to the outside wall. Now, the outside wall that I'm looking at in 1 and 2 looks a whole lot different than it did at the end of the Xfinity race yesterday when it was covered with tire marks. There's a track about 2 hours southeast of here called Darlington. We got Charlotte stripes all day yesterday, and I expect more of the same here at Charlotte Motor Speedway this afternoon and evening. It's going to be a tough, tough hoe all evening long. They'll exit turn number two, and they'll hustle by my broadcast position. About the time they get here, I'll be wrapping up my call, and I'll be handing things off to that guy over there in turns three and four, the racing guy, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, and happy race day again to everybody. From my view at the very end of the grandstand area there, I got such a good place to watch the cars as they come down the backstretch, angle themselves into turn three. That's where a lot of bumps are, and you'll hear them talking about that. You've already heard about it during the pre-race show. You've got to navigate those bumps in such a way that you don't slide the back end of this car. We saw cars last night, as Rob was just talking about, running right up next to the wall. They'll get woed up there in just a little bit of a roll through the corner, get back in the gas as fast as they can, and then they'll come roaring back out to the dog leg where they'll bring it back to the booth. We'll be your eyes and ears all evening long for the Coca-Cola 600 from turns three and four.
They come out of the banking there, and we're not going to talk about a front straightaway. We're going to talk about a front stretch. It has two little left-hand turns. One, a couple of hundred yards in behind the start finish line, one on the other side as you go down towards turn number one. The drivers try to straighten it out, arc it the best they can from the exit of turn four down to the bottom of the entrance in turn number one. They'll do that for 400 laps tonight. Again, not two stages, but three stages in this race. At lap 100, 200, and 300, the pit road speed, 45 miles per hour. The pace car, a Toyota Camry TRD driven by Jesse Dolivoot, will be doing 55 miles per hour. Our NASCAR flagman tonight is Joey Acock. And that is the view from the turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This summer, NASCAR is back at Nashville Super Speedway, June 28th through the 30th for the Ally 400 race weekend. Guitars and fast cars right here in Music City. From the campgrounds to the track, you don't want to miss the excitement. Get your tickets now to watch your favorite drivers take on the 1.33 miles of concrete chaos.
Chastain up high, and they stay glued together into one.
Visit NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com to lock in your spot for the Rackley Roofing 200, the Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Ally 400 now.
It won't be that long until we're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the South Point 400. And a great way to figure out what to do in Las Vegas? Well, I've got something for you. Why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? Because it's Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. So NASCAR fans, start your engines. Find out how you can celebrate in Las Vegas by visiting visitlasvegas.com. Again, click visitlasvegas.com and find out what you can do when you travel out there for the South Point 400. Coming up, the pre-race ceremonies, the command to start engines, and the green flag in the Coca-Cola 600. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway, where we have a lot of pre-race festivities coming to an end. Drivers are getting ready to get in the cars, but real quick, we're going to speak to Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick, with a unfortunate penalty, will be starting from the rear and also have a pass-through. Tyler, how will you overcome this? It's a long night. How do you mentally prepare for that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've just got to take it one step at a time, obviously. We got to get the pass-through out of the way. Hopefully, that doesn't put us behind the ball too bad. If there's a caution early on, we should be able to get back on lead lap and then start our climb forward. So we'll just see how it goes. The car has a lot of speed. This Beast Unleashed, Toyota Camry's fast, and 2311's done a really good job on it. So we'll do what we can, and we got speed. That's the most important part. We'll just see how this race unfolds.
All right, thanks, buddy. That's Tyler Reddick. Also, Brett McMillan has one more driver before we get started.
Yeah, here with Michael McDowell. You've had speed all year long. Last couple weeks, you've been able to finish races. Back-to-back top tens. That obviously is good news for you, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a lot better than those back-to-back 35ths that we had. You know, racing's like that. It goes in waves, right, where you get a streak where you just can't put it together, and then you get on a good streak where you can't get it wrong. So hopefully we're on the good side of that. Two top tens and then a top ten at the All-Star. So big race tonight, 600 miles, and if we can come out of here with another top 10 and build momentum going into Gateway and Sonoma, where we got a good shot at winning races.
That's 100 miles for each kid, right?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
All right, Michael McDowell starting ninth tonight.
And Michael McDowell, of course, has made the decision to move on to Spire Motorsports next year, leaving his longtime employers at Front Row Motorsports. A little bit of a surprise, but Michael McDowell, certainly his stock is on the rise.
Yeah, he's a great race car driver, and he obviously sees an opportunity there. Want to wish him well, and he's run up front. He's been part of the mix all year long, last couple of years.
If we were not willing to rappel out of the Blackhawk helicopters, how about, Pat, they just came and picked up those guys. They hooked them up to the rope, and they're now at about, 2,000 feet, going above the grandstands, hanging from the helicopters as they leave Charlotte Motor Speedway.
What our men and women in uniform here and abroad do and make look so easy, makes driving a race car look like a picnic. You know what I'm saying? That was unbelievable watching those guys get hoisted up by that Blackhawk and get pulled out of here, everybody hanging onto a rope. wow, what a sight to see.
And they're waving to the crowd like, hey, no big thing, man. We're just 1,000 feet above the grandstands flying out of here. No big worry at all. And they're on the big screen now as they leave the Speedway, and it was something to see. At this point, Kyle Larson, very competitive at the Indy 500, Pat. No surprise to me.
No, we kind of thought that he's got a good car and he's had good speed up there. He's really prepared for this, and he's such a versatile driver. He's really done a great job.
Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
There is a lot of people packing pit road right now. The fans that were down in the infield have all come back to the grandstands. And, Pat, it's something to behold to see this place sold out, this many people here.
Yeah, it's incredible. It actually takes me back and reminds me of the late 90s when the build-up was really getting going for the sport of NASCAR race, and it takes me back to those days, and it's just great to see all these fans out here. We've had great weather out here so far today, and it's gonna be a treat tonight. This is a really, really big race, and it's a night that, if you're the first time you've ever come to a racetrack, man, what a memory you're gonna get tonight.